Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome back to Circles of Change. It's a pleasure for the second hour to have two guests. My first is Kathleen Brezina from the Alchemy of Change. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you.
And it's always a pleasure to have a guest in studio, so we can have fun with that. Let me give a brief introduction. Kathleen is the founder and leader of the Alchemy of Change, a unique personal wellness practice that is based on the idea of simplicity. A 20-year-plus professional dedicated to health and healing, Kathleen is a certified five-element acupuncturist and teacher of Shenzhen Qigong, an Eastern practice that connects the mind, body, spirit, and nature. For one who loved to move but not work out, she explains, Kathleen studied dance in graduate school at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and it was at this time that she also studied Tai Chi and a couple other words that I'm sure she can say better than I can.
Bagua and Ching Yi.
There you go. I couldn't do that. Under an internationally famous martial arts instructor. Her journey now continues, serving clients to bring alignment with the reverence of the body's deep internal wisdom that informs this type of movement. Under Kathleen's guidance, the Alchemy of Change brings not just more energy through reducing stress, but also provides mental clarity, also stronger core muscles and improved posture for increased flexibility, circulation, and relief from back, neck, and shoulder tension. With that list, I can't imagine not coming to one of your programs. And here's the key, folks, at just 15 minutes a day to yield results. So I have to ask, really 15 minutes a day?
Really 15 really? Minutes a day. It's such a change from our normal pace and our normal way of being. And once you begin to make that shift, there's a whole cascade of chemicals in the body that changes. There's so much that changes, and it's done with your intention and with these very subtle, very gentle movements that really feel pleasurable to do. So it's an easy practice to maintain. It's not like, oh God, I have to go work out.
I have to go out and sweat this, and change clothes. And
this is, you know, this is based on the idea that in order to be really healthy, our chi needs to flow. And tension and stress are the enemies of chi. So you learn how to move with your body relaxed. And that's so different from how we move in the gym. And because it's such a different way, it's such a different state, such a different frame of mind, with the body being relaxed as we move, it simply changes things. Therefore, the alchemy of change, it changes things quite rapidly.
Now, I just want to make a couple observations. First off, mm-hmm. I start the show off with this faster pace introduction of you, and your very first couple sentences have just taken me to a whole different place.
Ah, that's the Qigong.
That's the Qigong. Okay, I'm getting it. So explain that word again, Qi. Did I kind of, the idea,
yes.
You say your Qi mm-hmm. flows. Is that another word for energy then?
Energy is sort of a loose translation of Qi.
Okay.
Qi is this subtle force that permeates everything in the universe, everything. So it gives form to mountains, and it gives you the ability to think. Everything you do takes chi.
Well, I think I certainly can resonate that fact of how this self-imposed stress, I'll own it in my own case, mm-hmm. that is not when I'm going to get my best thoughts and clarity. Now, I might think I'm nose to the grindstone executing, hitting all the things off the to-do list, but I certainly am not tapping into mm-hmm. innovation, creativity, or, you know, the ease and grace part of how it could yeah. be to lead a life.
Well, you know, years ago, Rollo May in The Courage to Create talked about how we have those creative moments, and we don't have them. You have to put in the sweat equity. You have to do the 99% of research or whatever. But it's when you decide to relax and sit down and have a cup of tea that spontaneous thought occurs.
Well, we see that in children because they access a resource that many of us adults have lost, and that's called play.
Yes. Well, and children also have original qi. You know, the Chinese character, the Chinese word for health, actually is translated as original qi. And that's what we're doing when we do qigong, is we're trying to get back to that very childlike state of original qi. Because look at kids, look at children. I mean, their qi is flowing.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, many of us parents would say it flows too much. Can I control it at all? No. So this essential ingredient for change, as you've characterized it. So mm-hmm. where is it we get it from then? Mm-hmm. Is it something it's innately driven from within? Or are we also in balance to pull it from that which mm-hmm. is around us?
Well, both of those things would be accurate. We have internal qi. We're born with a certain amount of qi. We build qi during the day based on what we eat, based on our lifestyle. Okay, yeah. It all determines how much qi we have. But qi is also existing all around us. And there are these life worlds that are all around us. And if we can slow down and tap into them, they're radiating qi at us all the time. So part of the practice of qigong is to connect with the external qi that's in the universe and bring that into our bodies so that we have more qi.
And so qigong then is a series of movements and positions,
yes,
and poses?
Okay. Yes. And
how would you differentiate that from yoga, for example, or Pilates?
Well, yoga is more you hold postures. In Qigong, you move. And having been a dancer,
of course, yeah.
I love to move. I always want to move. And so for me, that's you can alter your state with yoga too, as we all know. But for me, movement is where life really is. Mm-hmm. I move throughout my day. And so this more relates directly to living my life.
Was it truly an epiphany for you as a dancer to have gotten exposed then to this form of the martial arts? Or how did that come about? Do you remember?
It was kind of an epiphany. After many years in technique classes, I decided that I would study Tai Chi because I just loved the flow of it and I loved watching it. And when you begin to really connect with the Chi, you understand that there's this deep internal wisdom that you're connecting to. And in all my years of dance class, nobody ever said, connect to the deep internal wisdom. It was make your body go here. And so I just instinctively knew that this was more life-giving. And actually, in my dance, choreographers began to recognize I was moving differently
because you were tapping into a whole new source.
Yes.
So again, knowing there have been several years since you were a dancer, has now the field of dance or dance education incorporated more of these types of other additional tools in the toolbox, shall I say, or approaches?
Well, I don't know. I just saw Black Swan last night, and so it doesn't seem like
it.
It's there. But what's exciting is that in general, the public has embraced things like yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, acupuncture.
Just even the basics, meditation, mm-hmm. be mindful of your breathing. And certainly mm-hmm. Some of the leadership coaching I've done with people is to make them understand that their physiology is actually preceding many of things that then are coming viscerally out of their thinking or their mouths when they're speaking. Mm-hmm. So to watch what your body's queuing up when you're in certain situations, the mm-hmm. physiology side of it.
Well, and also the Shenzhen Qigong that I teach, mm-hmm. is about dropping into your heart. And in Chinese medicine, the qi is the commander of blood, but the heart commands the qi. And so when you have this attention to your heart while you're doing the movement, opening your heart, relaxing your heart, letting your heart be soft, what happens is your entire physiology changes.
Kathleen, is this an approach that you find that people turn to this form of martial arts when they're trying to overcome other illnesses? Or is it more, you know, another form of exercise or mental well-being? I mean, or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above.
Okay, so some of your clients are indeed, are they people that are dealing with, you know, recovery from accidents or stress?
People come for every reason. Some people come because they feel a sense of well-being and a sort of spiritual aspect to it. That's why some people come to my classes. Some people come because they like the feeling of being able to move in their body. It releases lots of restrictions that they've felt for years and years. For some people, I have someone who comes in a wheelchair. So people can benefit no matter who they are and what their needs are.
And your classes, are they both in group sessions and individualized?
I do individual sessions, but, you know, the group energy is always nice.
Tell us what your studio's like, where you actually conduct your classes.
Yeah. It's a small studio. It's a part of my home. Mm-hmm. And so my classes tend to be small, just 5 or 6 people. And I like it like that because we have... Everybody gets some individual attention. We do more than move. We talk. We share with each other so that we are all really working together. The qi builds in the room. Mm-hmm. People can feel it. It's interesting because we'll be learning a movement and we'll be practicing it and everybody will be concentrating. And then I'll remind everyone to let go. Don't concentrate. Don't work so hard. This is about ease. And
ooh, I'd like an exercise program or practice like that. Because you're right. Yoga, it's usually your shoulders should be slightly turned another 3 degrees. And then when you do that, you suddenly feel the rush.
Well, there are corrections.
There are corrections.
There are corrections.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, there's a rhythm in the room. And the whole group is moving in that rhythm. And then there's a silence that descends. It's amazing. There's a sense of peacefulness and a silence, and everybody feels like they're the white swan.
I love it. You know, some of our listeners right now might be saying, Zara, what are you up to? How does this program fit in with your pragmatic how to change organizations and career pieces? And I'll tell you honestly that I often say, though, on our show, that to get an A in transition, you really need to focus on the Fs. And by that, I mean your faith, your family, your friends, your fun, your fitness, your focus on others, and your wellness and your food. So this is all part and parcel to that. So my question would be is in the course of, you know, where the economy is right now and people mm-hmm. leading in such distressing situations, are you finding individuals coming to your programs now as part of that own journey of their own maybe multifaceted transformation?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. That's
absolutely. And, you know, a lot of my students really have come out of my acupuncture practice.
Okay.
And it's a logical extension of working with the qi and working with a constellation of symptoms or an illness. And then the reason I really am doing more and more qigong now is because I want to give people the tools to change.
Well, you know,
so that's
you.
How it fits that's with your piece. It's
it.
Like give people the tools to change.
Well, and also they will suddenly realize there's other elements they need to change than just what they put on their resume, so to speak.
Yes.
Is that this is an opportune time to really at the same time, You know, I often say don't get stuck in the tyranny of the or, think about the and, that now could be an opportune time to really go deeper in your own journey and your shift. Thank you for reminding me, of course, about your five-element acupuncture practice. Could you give us a brief overview of that?
Well, five-element acupuncture is, it comes out of this Taoist understanding that we are nature. We don't just relate to nature. It's within us. And so we function just the way nature functions. We have wood energy, which is springtime energy and growth and excitement. We have fire energy, earth energy, metal energy. All of this is moving within us. And so as a five-element acupuncturist, I don't so much look at what is the constellation of symptoms that this person is presenting with. I look at, okay, if this were a garden, what would it need? Would it need a little more sunshine? Is there not enough playtime, laughter, fun in this person? And not in their life, not in their story, in them. How do they look sitting in the chair across from me? How do they answer my questions? Do they have like no sense of direction? Are they in need of sympathy? Is there a strong underwriting power within this person that's overwhelming everything? How is this person operating? What's the central organizing principle of their chi? And I define that as an element. So I diagnose somebody as earth, fire, water, and then I treat that within the person because that's not only how they operate in the world, it's how they experience the world, and that's where they need to feel well.
So, most people view acupuncture as having these special pressure point needles that go in and help relieve stress or do magic things in that regard. And
well, so that's a part of it.
That's a part of it. But that's where I was going to go. Is your explanation is goes much beyond that in the classical practice then.
Right. And, well, classical is a good word because, you know, even acupuncture has become very westernized. It's become very symptom-oriented and, you know, fixing problems. But really the way it was conceived, it was the original preventive medicine. It was conceived so that the barefoot doctor in a community would look at the people in the community and be able to see when someone's chi wasn't in balance and say, you need to come in and have a treatment. And I encourage everyone in my practice to regularly come in for treatment, especially every time the season shifts. The energy around us shifts, and we're off doing our lives, and we're not in sync with these changes.
Is, yeah.
And if you can stay in harmony with those changes, then your internal harmony stays intact too. And so I do these fine tunings with each season.
And that fine tuning then includes prescribing natural substances for people to take with them?
I do work with Chinese herbs. I'm not an herbalist, mm-hmm. but there are many, many wonderful patent formulas out there. And I work with those when I see that they'll be helpful for someone to help build qi, to help move qi in different ways. Yeah, they sustain people in between treatments.
Where were you born, Kathleen? Where were you raised? On the East Coast?
Yes, in Ohio.
In Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a Midwesterner as well. Mm-hmm. And I would say the things you're talking about here are so non-Midwesterner as one can imagine.
Well, I left there as soon as I could.
You know what? I did the same. And although I love my Midwestern roots in many regard, but would you have ever thought that your life journey would have expanded as far out as it was from, you know, I'm certain you've been a dancer since you were quite young to be able to pursue it then in college, mm-hmm. because that is such a disciplined, structured life that you made so many choices, I'm sure, to be able to pursue dance and perhaps with a vision of being, you know, mm-hmm. then a lifelong dancer.
Right. Well, it makes sense if you think of from dance, I went into this Qigong and this very healing form of movement. And I was so impressed with the understanding that I gained from the Qigong that when it became clear that dancing was not going to be happening that much longer, because mm-hmm. you can only do it for so long,
that's right.
my heart just said, oh, I know what I really want to do next.
And that's the beauty of
that's
it, to be
the
able
acupuncture.
To follow your heart. And then the acupuncture came.
Yeah.
And then you had the opportunity, of course, to study these disciplines under some real masters, I know.
Oh, I did, yeah. And my current Qigong teacher, Master Li, he was the head coach of the People's Republic of China Wushu team and won all gold medals. And he decided to not focus on martial arts, and he moved into the Qigong and this very heart-centered Qigong, Shenzhen Qigong. He's really rendered all of the Shenzhen forms. And so he left China, and he now lives in Austin, Texas. So the first time I met him, he actually stayed at my house, and I kept pinching myself. I'm
saying,
like,
can I believe this? Yes.
How is it that this man from China that's so well-known is in my living room?
That's right. Well, yeah. it was to gift you the path or reinforce the path you obviously were on.
You know, the universe will bring it to you.
Isn't that really true?
Yeah.
Kathleen, if people want to get to know you better, how is it they would get in touch with you?
Well, they can get to know me better through my website, which is alchemyofchange.com.
Right.
Excuse me. And my phone number, 520-319-0506. I love to talk about this to anyone, anytime. So,
do you have any special programs coming up or coming up on the horizon, or just the routine classes and schedule that you have?
Right now, I have classes Monday evenings and on Saturday mornings, and they're on my website.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you have a chance to work with youth or younger people in your practice as well?
Oh, I do, actually. I've had people in their 80s. I've had young children. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, Christine Rosina, thank you so much for joining us again,
Kathleen.
Folks. It's Kathleen. Excuse me, Kathleen. It's thealchemyofchange.com. So it's A-L-C-H-E-M-Y of change.com here in Tucson, 520-319-0506. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. With smiling.
With smiling. Mm. Thank you. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.